Welcome, this is Phoenix. Welcome to our meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. Our intention is to transform consciousness and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, to be true instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 96. The path to perfect health is full expression, no holdbacks. The path to perfect health is full expression, no holdbacks. You know, when I hear this message, I feel like my whole body simply wants to smile. And this is really about allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to do and be those things that make you smile from the inside out. That's full expression. To really have you feel complete and whole and full, like a full cup of the most beautiful sparkling water, glistening and clear and healthy. So let's kind of look at this word by word and really get the full depth of this message. The path. We think of path as a worn footpath, something that your footsteps would travel, a walkway. It is in a higher meaning for us, it's a course of conduct, the path to perfect health. If you will, this, not the physical steps, but we're talking about the steps, the process, the figurative steps to conduct, to manage your health. The behavior, the way of acting. And this is all about, the key word here is perfect health, flawless, excellent. And of course, health is more than physical. We're talking physical and mental well-being. And even Webster's refers to health as physical and mental well-being and happiness. And ultimately, it's free of dis-ease. And we want to look at that word as two parts, dis-ease, things that make you feel uncomfortable, out of ease, things that make you feel not one with yourself, not at ease with you, dis-ease, things that bring up upset and disharmony, not at ease, dis-ease. So when we are not in perfect health, we are holding on to, and we're told no holdbacks, we are holding on to things that bring us dis-ease, conversations, even though they're long gone, relationships that maybe are over, and we're still going over it again and again, and every time we do, even though it is in, quote, the past, we bring it into the present, and we feel again dis-ease, disease. And if you do these kind of things over and over again, keep replaying, holding on to these upsets rather than letting them flow through, knowing everything happens for your good. Everything happens for you, not to you. The more we hold on, the more we create at some point in time physical, mental, financial, spiritual dis-ease. And yet we are not here for that. We're here for perfect well-being, for pure happiness, to live joy and love, to express joy and love. And we're told the path to perfect health is full expression, complete, to the greatest extent, a direct path. We learn that direct path once we learn the lessons of letting go. And expression, of course, is fully expressing our feelings, to show our feelings, and oftentimes putting them into words or phrases, like music, singing the song of your soul. Full expression. And we are told again that the really important phrase here, no holdbacks. There is nothing you are to hold back. There is no restraint. no guarding, no controlling. I envision holding back as, and I've done this, maybe you have done it as well, kind of standing there with your arms folded in front of your chest. Now that is the perfect image of holding back. Or possibly your hands are in your pockets. And that goes with the idea of holding, keeping in your hands or arms. It is to imprison yourself. When we hold back our feelings, when we guard our feelings, when we grip ourselves in self-control and restrain, who are we helping? Who are you helping? I share with you, and our message clearly says, that is the path of dis-ease. Let it go. Know all is well. Everything has happened for your good. Be your pure, loving self. And whatever appears on the surface to be upset, causing any kind of upset to any degree, disturbing your harmony, bless it. Allow yourself to see what's wonderful about it. Everything is for your good. Everything is love. Ask yourself, with a clear, detached consciousness, what's the blessing here? Thank you. Where's the gift? What's the gift? And do it from a childlike innocence with absolute expectation that your spirit will guide you and tell you what's going on. Maybe another door is opening up, a better opportunity is opening up. This happens all the time. And that door cannot show up. The new, better opportunity cannot show up as long as you're holding back and holding on to upset or whatever was, or whatever you thought was supposed to be. That is imprisoning yourself in a life you were never meant for. The path to perfect health is full expression. Allow yourself to come out every day and play. Play in the world. Show up with a joyful heart, a heart centered in your vital core essence, knowing you're a child of God and you are here to play, enjoy, share your love, to fully express your beingness. That is your path. We know things happen every day. Every day, you're given many choices. Will you choose the path of love and grace and happiness and possibilities? Or will you choose to hold on, hold back, guard yourself, restrain, see it wrong, make yourself wrong, make another wrong, be hurt, feel pain, be at dis-ease. The choice is yours. For me, I've had more than enough of the other. I choose perfect health, full expression, the path of true peace, harmony, and prosperity. Let's keep that message in mind today as we go into meditation. Simply breathe into your heart center. Nice, deep, slow breaths. Allowing yourself to go below the surface of the waves. Noticing as you breathe how your chest goes up and down, like the waves of the ocean. For as we mindfully breathe, we are mindfully choosing to be one with the life force of the universe. Slow your breath down. Allow yourself to float ever so gently below the surface. Notice the light way down there. Simply allow yourself to be glided, moving forward on this path, the path that follows the light inside of you. This is your course. This is the way. Breathing into that light, noticing its color. And as you breathe into it, it seems to expand and get wider and wider, brighter and brighter. Breathe into this light. Notice its pulsation. You are breathing. You are one with the vital life force of the universe. And it resides inside you right now. Breathing into your soul center, your heart center, the seat of all knowingness resides right inside of you, brighter than the brightest star in the heavens, resides right inside of you. Allow yourself to become one with this glorious, brilliant light. Feel that peace as you allow the rays of the light inside of you to penetrate every cell and atom of your being. Do so under grace. Allow these rays, this beautiful moonlight and sunlight, to light up every cell and atom of your consciousness. Feel that peace. Feel that harmony. Like a flashlight, allow it to glow inside of you, to reveal the truth of any behaviors on your part, actions on your part, known or unknown, that you are holding on, that are holding you back from being your most magnificent, glorious self. It may bubble up as a word or two. Perhaps it's fear. Be detached. Simply ask, fear of what? And then ask again. Keep asking with a detached mind and an open heart till you get to the absolute core of that holdback. You'll be told word by word. And now that you know what is holding you back, you may ask, what is my next right step? For after all, we are on the path of your full expression, to be the perfect child of God who you are. So you ask, with childlike innocence, what's next? What's my next step? What is my way? Who do I connect with? What do I do? Allow your higher self, your soul self, to guide you now. And bless and thank your higher self for giving you this truth. Is just that easy. Feel this love. Be one with this love. The truth you've received sets you free to fully express your beingness, allowing you to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. Be filled with a life force, fully filled, complete. Feel this love. Feel this gratefulness. Feel deep, deep appreciation. Be one with this light inside of you, this love essence. Feeling yourself absorbing it all, inside and out. See your world filled with this love, radiating from your heart center. And whatever it is, whoever it is, that you felt was holding you back, seemingly forcing you, of course it's us holding ourselves back, forcing you to hold on tight and be guarded and controlled, imprisoning you in a lesser self. See that person or situation from the past or the present, what you anticipate the future to be. See it with your eyes of love now. See from your heart center this entire situation glowing with love, simply being transformed instantly now. Bathed in this light of love, radiating from your heart center through eyes of compassion for yourself first, as well as the others, whatever it is. Go as far as our government, your country's government, the leaders, the decision makers, ones who you feel maybe are affecting your ability, your way in the world. Send them love from your heart center, knowing all is well, everything has happened for your good. There are tremendous opportunities here for you now, when we let go the hard emotions, the restrained emotions, the feeling of tightness and being gripped by the unknown. Simply bless all with love, knowing love, love, and more love is the way. The way to speed up the healing, the way to transform the appearance of truth. For all that is outside of us is simply the illusion. It's all been arranged for us to know, to truly know our higher self, to come inside and choose the path of the divine, to allow yourself to rise above all seeming limits. Ask inside, be one with the love inside, this true nutrient, life force. And choose a higher path in a higher way, the path of ease and grace, and harmony, and peace, and true prosperity that starts with your knowing and therefore acting how rich you are right now, how blessed I am, feeling how blessed I am. swim in this pool inside of yourself now. Like a child at the ocean, happy, laughing, singing, running, swimming, kicking at the waves. Be that child inside of you now. The sun is shining brightly. The water filled with gentle waves, moving you forward, and you are playful and moving through life flawlessly. Life is full. Life is perfect. Life is joy. And you have a direct path. A direct path for perfect health in all its forms, mind, body, and spirit. Thank your higher self for bringing forth this truth and allowing you to take time right now to be one with your truth. It's time to come back, to live this truth in the physical 3D world. So I invite you, as we began, to breathe into your heart center. Nice, deep, slow breaths. And see yourself rising up like the child playing at the ocean, from the bottom of the ocean, coming up ever so gently. See those little bubbles come out as you come up. Playful and light, coming to the surface again, being one with the waves, seeing and feeling the sunshine. Ah, feels so good. Noticing your feet as you get your land legs again, moving your toes and your hands. Shake off the water. Move your head back and forth. Perhaps getting the water out of your hair. Standing up. Spreading your arms wide open with thanks and gratefulness. Breathing in the air. The sunshine. Your oneness with the universe. As you bring your hands together in prayer position. And feeling such gratefulness for all that is, for your being, for your full expression here right now in this world. I bless you and thank you and ask you to hold on for a few more moments as we call on Carla, invite her to tone with us to anchor this feeling, the truth of our being now.
I am the blessing of joy, perfect health, love, peace, harmony, prosperity and balance. I am that I am. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. It is done. Abundant blessings.